sponsored by the Laborers Union of Missouri.
Hello and welcome to Business Beat, KBIA's weekly look at business topics in mid-Missouri. I'm Nick Adams. Coming up later in the show, yogurt businesses are booming in Columbia, but is it because of a preconceived notion? Plus, Mantech International, based in Moberly, was supposed to bring 600 more jobs to the city. We'll tell you why that might not be the case anymore. But first, Columbia City Council has passed the fiscal year 2012 budget. The proposed bus service reductions were mostly eliminated, but regular bus fares in Columbia are going up from $1 to $1.50. The cost of a ride on Columbia's paratransit will remain at $2, thanks to a last-minute amendment allotting around $29,000 from the City Council's own reserve fund to paratransit. KBIA's Camille Phillips was at Monday's City Council meeting and heard the impassioned pleas and reasoned arguments from the many Columbia residents.
The opinions expressed during Monday night's City Council meeting were almost as numerous as the filled seats.
Don't let them have free ride and then charge it to us taxpayers.
I would like to suggest that any future change in those bus routes to please take consideration the kids, school hours, and kids' safety.
Our local economy is enhanced because when people travel, they spend money. Where else they go to work to earn money?
So many people were there, in fact, that those left standing had to be asked to move to a spillover room to stay within the fire code. The largest single contingent was a group of more than 40 Columbia Water and Light employees, represented by attorney Chris Hexter, who spoke on their behalf advocating for a higher wage increase than the 25 cent an hour across the board for all city employees that the council approved.
Just to say that there's a wage increase of 25 cents per hour is either bogus when you take account of the deductions and copays that the employees are going to be paying, and it could even be worse over the next 2 years.
But most people seemed to be there to tell council members what they thought of the bus system changes included in the budget. Shell Price serves as a board member for the organization Services for Independent Living. She was one of more than 20 Columbia residents who weighed in on the issue.
I am concerned about those riders that are low income, people with disabilities and not disabilities. The increase of $1 to $1.50 doesn't seem like much to many of us, but it is a lot to some people.
In the end, council members voted to pass the city budget, leaving in the 25-cent raise across the board for city employees, increasing regular bus fare to $1.50 and half bus fare to 75 cents from 50 cents. All those who had qualified for half fares previously will continue to qualify, except for students older than 18. Students 5 to 17 were originally going to have to pay full fare as well. A transit task force has been asked to help overhaul the bus system and create a separate student-centric bus service for fiscal year 2013. The budget goes into effect October 1st. Camille Phillips, KBIA News.
Last year, Mantech International, a sugar substitute producer, announced its plans to build a factory in Moberly, which would bring more than 600 jobs to the city. However, the company is struggling financially. According to a UMB release, the company missed its first payment to the city due August 1st, then another payment due to the trustee on August 15th. UMB sent a notice of default to Mantech on September 1st. Mamtech was authorized for state tax incentives through two economic incentive programs. Missouri Department of Economic Development spokesman John Fergier says the company has not received any state money and won't unless it creates the jobs it promised. The company estimates $20 million to $44.5 million are needed to complete the project. UMB has a conference scheduled with the bondholders on September 23rd. Frozen yogurt or ice cream? Well, it looks like the nation, as well as the city of Columbia, chooses frozen yogurt. The city already has around 10 stores that offer frozen yogurt, and recently another one opened on West Broadway. The popularity of frozen yogurt has grown because it's considered a healthy treat. But exactly how healthy is it? KBIA's Yi-Chizin Zhang went yogurt shopping in search of some answers.
On a Friday afternoon, customers are sitting inside the downtown frozen yogurt store Red Mango. A few people had cups in their hands and squeezed out frozen yogurt from machines, and a couple of people are hovering around the toppings area, adding candy or fruits to their milky treats. Spencer Claiborne is a team member at Red Mango. He says more and more people are choosing this dessert over ice cream because of its health benefits.
Customers and consumers really want a healthy treat and a healthy option in a way to, you know, reward themselves, but also not, you know, treat them, not be very bad. So I feel that in the restaurant industry as a whole, everything is getting healthier.
But is frozen yogurt really the healthy choice? Christine Jennings is an MU Extension nutritionist. She says it depends. Some frozen yogurts have health benefits, but not all of them. She suggests reading the labels before digging in.
Pay attention to what's on the label. If it doesn't say lower in fat, it may be, it may not be. Usually it's lower in fat than ice cream. It usually has less cream. You know, ice cream has cream, and this uses milk, so you have a little bit less. But then a lot of times they can make up for the calories as far as adding more sugar.
Customer Katie Meyer says frozen yogurt gives her an option for healthy eating.
I don't know, I still have my ice cream nights every once in a while, but frozen yogurt's good because it also has probiotics in it, which are good for digestion and stuff.
The local growth in frozen yogurt stores matches national trends. Elise Cortina is the executive director of the National Yogurt Association. She says frozen yogurt is becoming more popular across the U.S.
It is a trend. It's something that we're seeing on a national level. I think it started on the West Coast, and it's generally traveled east, but we are seeing frozen yogurt retail shops cropping up all over the country.
An Oklahoma-based store, Orange Leaf, recently opened at the Crossroads Wet Shopping Center on West Broadway. General Manager Lance McCarter says the store has had 100 to 120 customers a day since it opened and has more than 800 Facebook fans. Is the popularity driven by the pursuit of healthy treat? McCarter says Orange Leaf provides more than just frozen yogurt. He says it's a relaxing atmosphere. Customer Nathan Wright agrees he goes to Orange Leaf mostly because it's close to home and provides a good environment to spend an afternoon and relax.
Well, it's closer to my house, for one. The other places are downtown, so I just don't get downtown a whole lot. And I like, it's a lot roomier on the inside, so more places to sit. But the yogurt, I think, is pretty similar to Yoga Love or some of the other places downtown.
Whether people are coming to frozen yogurt stores because of the health benefits, atmosphere, or simply because it tastes good, the variety of frozen yogurt stores offer Colombians an option that is post-lunch, post-dinner, and post-school. This is Yi Qian Zhang, KBIA News.
Thanks for listening to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Remember, podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org.